about yours, actually. We're on the road rigs there, in the front. We're on by the Premier there. The road rigs pulled up there and said, get in. Come on, go. Where are you going? He went, all right, got you. He said, nice corner, sir.
Happened somebody here, family this afternoon, like a copy of God's word offered to you quite freely. Yours simply and only for the taking, the word of God written. Study, meditate upon God's word. You know, as maybe God give you some light, understanding. Sending his son Jesus Christ sent into the world in order that sinners like you and I, that we might be saved, brought to knowledge of God and his reconciling love. God so loved the world, gave his only begotten son. But this is the condemnation, that men have loved the darkness rather than the light, because their deeds are evil. From that, of course, that condemnation that we need to be saved, to be rescued from. Like a copy of God's word, written that you might believe that Jesus is the Son of God, and that believing, you might have life in his name. Like a copy of God's word, you come and ask for one. Gladly place into your hand. Son of God, for you here. Finally, this afternoon, psalmist, he says, in my distress, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Many, many are the distresses, are they not, of this day and generation in which we live. Distresses come to us all, abundantly so, and of course, of that one common denominator, binds us all together, and that is that we are all sinners in Adam, that first man who brought sin into the world. And my dear friends, out of that pit, out of that rock from which you have been hewn, that sinful nature, come all the distresses and all the troubles of men. Psalmist, he says, he confesses in his distress, he cried unto the Lord and he heard him, answered him, delivered him. Oh, that men would call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Salvation is to be found in him and in no other. None other name under heaven by which we must be saved from our distresses and from our sin, which is the cause of all our distresses. Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, Jesus Christ, that is, shall be saved. Salvation shall not be ashamed, not disappointed, but brought to salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ in faith. Salvation. He delivered my soul, he says. Delivered my soul from lying lips and from a deceitful tongue. Here lies the very root of the problem, my friend. That we believe the lie, and we live out of the lie. The lie keeps us in bondage, keeps us in sin. Only the truth that God himself has given to us, provided for us. His word, my friends, is truth. Truth shall make you free, says the Lord Jesus. In the truth is liberty, is freedom. Where the spirit of truth is, there is liberty only. Only place where a body may find truth in this world today is in God's word, in the Bible. Nowhere else, my friends. Lies belong to the father of lies, the original deceiver, Satan the devil, the one who tempted our first parents and brought sin into the world. My friends, that lie has brought us to the place where we are now, a world full of sin and destruction. Deliverance from the father of lies, held in a snare, kept in the snare of the devil. Only Jesus Christ, the Son of God, can set you free. Freedom, my friends, lies in believing, rejecting the lie. You shall be as God, he said to our first parents, now men and women. Live with that belief, with that nonsensical belief, my friends, that they can be their own God. State, declare their own standard of morality. Lies, my friends, come from the father of lies, the devil who has deceived all mankind and still does. He's the father of lies and a murderer from the beginning, says the Lord Jesus Christ. But Jesus Christ came into the world to save sinners, to save men and women from the lies of the devil, to bring the truth. He himself, the incarnate truth, Son of God, I am the way out of the lie, the way out of the snare of the devil. I am the way back to God from the dark path of sin. I am the way by which you can embrace the truth, love the truth, and be delivered by the truth. I am the way, the truth. He is the truth. You believe in Jesus, and that's what you get. He leads you into all the truth, teach you the truth. Teach you to believe the truth and live out of the truth instead of believing the lie of Satan the devil, the lie of all that deceives in your day and generation now. Lies, my friend, of your own deceitful heart. Heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked, says God. Deceiving one another, deceiving your own self. Hearts that are deceitful, and a deceitful heart will always gravitate towards that which is deceitful, towards that which is the lie, my friend. Deceitful hearts that need mending, deceitful hearts that need changing, deceitful hearts that only Jesus Christ, the Lord, can alter, can mend. Jesus Christ came into the world to save and to deliver you from the lie, that you might believe the truth, and believing the truth, that you might be saved. Believing in him, he is the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. Truth, my friends, is the pathway to freedom and the pathway to life and back to the love of God. Oh, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Provides us with everything necessary, my dear friends, everything needful for our salvation, sending his Son Jesus Christ, sending him to die upon that cross, endure the suffering, the pain, the shame, enduring the curse of God upon himself, the wrath of God due to the sins of the world. Jesus Christ came and bore all that, more, took sin upon himself, he who knew no sin, that we might be reckoned righteous in him and through him. God so loved the world, provided us with everything necessary, given to us his precious word, the word of God, found in the Bible and in the Bible alone. Nowhere else, my friend. Here you can read. Here you can learn the truth about God, what he is like, his love, his grace, his favor, and how a sinner, lost, ruined, and undone, can be brought into the favor by the grace of God. Given to you his word in order that you might know God, know your Maker, that you might know him, that you might be redeemed by him, that you might know yourself what you truly are like, not the good persons that we profess to be, not the kind, not the good, none good, says God, none that doeth good, none righteous, not a one. That's us all born into this world, loving the lie and living out of the lie. But the end of the lie, the end of the deceit, my friend, of a deceitful heart, an untruthful heart, a soul that lives, that believes the lie and lives out of the lie, The end of it is eternal destruction. The lie is the pathway to death, my friend. Way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof, God's word says, is death. Death now, my friends, a state in existence, not life. Existing in a state of death, and one day to breathe your last, go out of this world, there to stand before God to be judged in that day. All freedom, liberty, found in Jesus Christ, and in Jesus Christ alone. Savior, who so loved the world that he came and lived and loved and died and took sin upon himself, took the curse, the wrath due to the sins of the world upon himself, in order that you might be liberated. But only in believing, only in embracing the truth, embracing the engrafted word that is able to save your soul. Bring the truth into your heart. My friends, change, transform you from the inside out. It's the inside that's the problem. It's the heart that's the problem. Deceitful and desperately wicked. Desperately wicked. And God says he's angry with the wicked every day. What's the matter with my heart, you say? It's an unbelieving heart. The wickedness of an unbelieving heart, my friend. That's the capital crime. Not believing the truth. Not believing the truth about God. Not believing the truth about your own wicked, sinful heart. Not believing the truth about yourself, my friend. There lies the problem. The truth, my friends, about God. What he is like. His love, his grace, his favor. In sending and giving the gift of his Son into the world, that the world by him might be saved. Salvation. Salvation that turns the anger of God away from wicked sinners. Salvation, my friend, procured by the death of the Son of God, who shed his blood, so loved sinners, willing to come from heaven's glory into this world, die upon that cross. My friend, believing only in believing. Whosoever believeth shall not perish. Not perish in the lie. Not perish in the deceit. Not perish in that desperately wicked heart. Not perish, but have everlasting life through the Son of God, who loved sinners and gave himself for them. That's what the gospel's about, not religion. A man-made religion, but the gospel. God sending his Son in the greatness of his love. And his Son coming in the greatness of his love. And dying in that love. So loved sinners, willing to endure that and more. In order that believing, truly believing, my friend. Believing, embracing the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. That you might be saved. Saved from the lie. Saved from the desperate wickedness of the human heart. Saved from the unbelief. Saved from the believing the lie. Out of the trap. Out of the snare of the devil. Liberated by the Son of God. My soul had long dwelt in him that hateth peace. I am for peace, but when I speak there for war. Peace, my friend. The peace of God that passes all understanding. For the want of believing. No peace in this world. No peace, my friends, in your nation. No peace in your community. No peace anywhere in the world. A world estranged from God cannot be at peace. Never will be. Oh, you may have quietness. You may say, well, there's no war going on here. Not like in Ukraine. But still no peace, my friends. A false peace. The false peace, my friends, that drugs and alcohol might bring to you. Sense of well-being just for a short time, but soon gone. Families at war. Nations at war. This peace everywhere because, my friends, of man's estrangement from God. Enmity in the heart, hostility in the heart, at war with God. Cannot be peace, my friend. Cannot be peace in your heart. Cannot be peace in your nations. Cannot be peace in your community. Cannot be peace in your hearts, in your home. Cannot be peace anywhere. Peace, my friends, is gotten again through Jesus Christ, Son of God, sent into the world to make peace, my friends, between sinners and God. He has produced the term, sent the term for peace with God. Repent ye and believe the gospel, he says. And then you have peace with God. Come unto me, he says, and I will give you rest. Rest that is peace with God and the peace of God. But you can't have the peace of God. You can't have that tranquility of mind. You can't have that state and condition of soul that knows all is well with you, even though there be war going on around you, though there be mayhem going on around you, though there be disturbance everywhere, though there be earthquakes, tsunamis, still well with your soul. Why? Peace within, the peace of God in your heart and your soul. Peace that money can't buy, peace that religion won't give you, peace, my friends, and all the drugs and the alcohol can't give you, the peace of God that passeth all understanding, beyond human comprehension, indescribable. It has to be experienced, and you only get to experience it when you trust in another, when you stop trusting in something else other than God through His Son, Jesus Christ. And you start trusting in whatever it is that you're trusting in, whether it be yourself, whether it be mankind, whether it be the nanny state, whether it be even your sins, to trust in Jesus Christ, my friend. He came to procure. He came to bring peace. He's the Prince of Peace. And He gives peace to those who close with Him, those who trust in Him, those who believe in His name. How did He make that peace? By the blood of His cross. By the blood of His cross. Jesus Christ shed His blood in order that you might have peace. Because without the shedding of blood, the Old Testament says there can be no remission. There can be no forgiveness of sin. And as long as you're not forgiven, as long as you're still in your sin, my friend, there is no peace for you. No peace within, and no peace with God. But Jesus Christ has made that peace. He has purchased that peace by the shedding of His own blood. So that, my friends, those who come to Him and put their trust in His shed blood, that wonder-working sacrifice, wonder-working atonement that Jesus Christ has made for sinners, washed in the blood of the Lamb, Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Vilest offender, the hymn writer says, who truly believes that moment from Jesus, a pardon and peace, my friends, received. Pardon, sin forgiven, blotted out, cast into the depths of the sea. No longer at war with God, no longer at enmity with God. Brokenness of your nation in its every department, from the monarchy to parliament, all down through the echelons of government, health service, judiciary, the police force. Brokenness, brokenness everywhere. But as long as you keep looking to man to fix the problems, and looking to money to fix the problems, no peace, no way out of the brokenness there. You have to be brought to that place of seeing your need is to get right with God. Peace with God, my friends, already procured, already purchased, already provided for you, set before you in Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Set before you. The terms of peace are set before you here this afternoon. Do you want it? No. You believe the lie. You live out of the lie. And so therefore you have no peace. You remain with the brokenness. You remain with the sin. You remain with the destruction and everything that causes the destruction of your nation, of your land, of your people. One way back and one way only. Jesus Christ, His blood shed on that cross in order that you might have peace. And warfare in your heart and mind causes you not to be subject to the law of God. So therefore, transgressors, breakers of God's law, to a man, to a woman, not kept a single one of them. Even the believer in Jesus Christ does not keep the law of God perfectly. All natures in them still prone to hate God and hate their neighbor. But you who believe the lie, live out of the lie. That's your life constantly. Disobedience to God's commandments. Commandments given not to restrict you, but to protect you. No other gods before me, says God, to protect you from heathen idolatry, to protect you from all the heathen religion that fills your nation today. Protect you from such. Thou shalt not kill, to protect sake, to protect human life, to preserve you from such as abortion, euthanasia, the killing by violence and drugs. Those commandments are given not to restrict your life. They're given to protect them. Thou shalt not commit adultery. To preserve the beauty and the loveliness of the gift of human sexuality and family life. But you go against those commandments. You believe the lie. You live out of the lie. You say, no, I don't want God's commandments. I don't want Him. And I don't want His salvation. I don't want His love. So God says, okay, I'll give you what you want. And He gives you over to more of the lie. He gives you over to more of the sin, more of the disobedience, until you're utterly and absolutely ruined. God puts before you today His terms of peace. Here's my Son. Here's my only begotten Son that I gave and gave up to the death of the cross, so that sinners who are hostile, hateful in their hearts and minds towards me, not people who are good, but sinners, to a man, to a woman, who have ruined themselves, who are lost on the pathway to eternal destruction, I, in the immensity of my love, set before you today the way by which you can have peace with me and have my peace in your hearts and minds that will keep you in Christ Jesus. And the way, my friend, and the only way is faith. Not your doing. Not your religious doing. Not your secular doing. Not your doing good, as you call it. There is no good. There's none good, says God. And none that doeth good. None righteous. Not a one. No, my friend. Not good at all. The very opposite. And that's why you have no peace. No peace in your nation, no peace in your homes, no peace within your families, no peace at all, as long as you're at enmity in your minds, in your hearts against God, and not subject to His law. You can't be, it's impossible. Impotence, powerlessness is with you. What can a sinner do? I tell you, to please God, without faith it's impossible, the Bible says, to please God. Faith and faith alone, trusting in God's Son. That's the only thing that pleases His Father. The more you trust Jesus, the more you love Jesus, the more pleasing you are to His Father. But as long as you hate Him, despise Him, reject him, you remain despised and rejected by God. And one day, when you stand before him in judgment, he will cast you out of his presence forever, forfeiting everything and anything of God that was good, good towards a human being. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity, will be your sentence in that day. But today, my friends, Christ is set before you. Today, Jesus Christ, and him crucified, dead and buried for sinners, risen again from the dead, in order that you might know that peace, experience it, I mean, not just hear about it, not just read about it, but that you might experience it in your innermost being, the tranquility of God in your heart and mind, knowing that even were the earth itself to disintegrate this very night, knowing it is well with my soul. But it cannot be well with your soul. It can never be well with your soul as long as you're on the wrong side of God, as long as you're at war with the Almighty, as long as you're at war with your Maker. No peace saith my God for the wicked, none at all. And soon that peace that you do have now, that human variety of peace I mean, soon that's going to be disturbed. Soon death is going to come stalking. Soon the grim reaper's going to come calling for you. He comes for everybody, and he'll wrap his slimy fingers around your soul and draw it out of your body and return it to God, who will judge you in that day. Judgment is coming. It's inevitable. Death is a certainty, and judgment is inevitable. But there's an escape. There's a way out, my friend. There's a way to peace with God. God himself has provided it. Jesus Christ has procured it. My friends, the Son of God, who loved sinners and gave himself for them, died on that cross. Go there. Go there in your mind. Gaze upon that cross. See the Son of God dying, bleeding, taking the curse of God upon himself. See, my friend, see the lens to which God was prepared to go in order that a sinner like you could be reconciled to him, could know peace with him, and know his precious peace in your heart and mind, guarding and keeping you in Christ Jesus for time and for eternity. But you must go to Jesus, and you must go in faith. You must go in the way of repentance and faith. That's why he says, Jesus himself, his own words, repent ye and believe the gospel. Why? Because the kingdom of God is at hand, that's why. And the kingdom of God's a kingdom of peace. There's no warfare there. There's no dispeace there. So in order to enter the kingdom of God, and enter into that kingdom of peace, my friends, there must be repentance and faith towards the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. He says, God now commandeth all men everywhere to repent and believe the gospel, in order that the peace of God might be yours in your heart, peace for time and for eternity with God, with your Maker. I am for peace, but when I speak, they are for war. Oh, you believe the lie, you live out of the lie, and so you come at us for war. We speak to you peace. We speak the truth to you as it is in Jesus. We speak the truth out of God's word to you. We speak to you about the peace of God that Jesus Christ came to bring to you. But you are for war. You war against us. You fight against us. You rage against us. But when you rage against God's servants who bring the message of the truth and peace to you, you war against us, showing yourselves to be what you are. You're not long in the street here preaching the everlasting gospel before somebody comes to us and proves the very matter that we are declaring. They come warring against us. We are for peace. We come to bring the message of peace to you, but you're for war. Because that's what's in the heart of mankind. Nothing but war. That's why there's wars and rumors of war. Jesus said there will always be. Always be wars, he said. Always be rumors of war. Why? Because sin is always with men and women. And they're for war. They're for nothing but war. Look at Eastern Europe now. Look at the country of Ukraine. Never disturbed and never bothered anybody. But the Russians march in and start a war for no reason at all. Why? Because war's in their hearts, that's why. Because war's in man's heart. Never done fighting with one another. Nation against nation. Family against family. One person against another. We come to you with the truth as it is in Jesus. The truth that would make you free. Truth that would take that warning out of your heart. We come to you with the peace, my friend. The peace that Jesus Christ has made by the blood of his cross. But you don't want that. No, you don't want that. You come against us. You come warring. You come raging. You come howling. You come arguing. You come denying the very existence of God. This is plain as the nose on your face. Everybody, every man, woman, and child born into this world knows that God is. It's innately stamped upon your innermost being. You're without excuse, says God. You're without excuse because of all the things that God has made. But you have a conscience within you that testifies, that agrees with me here this afternoon. It accuses you when you do wrong. It approves of you when you do right. You've got a conscience that tells you that you're a morally accountable creature. And one day you'll give account for all your warring, for your hostility against God and your hostility against one another. That's why you're always killing one another. They that hate me, says God, love death. And that's written large all over your world, over your own society today. You've got a love affair going with death. You love death. Never done killing one another. Abortion. 12, 13 million unborn children ripped from their mother's womb in the name of your sin, your filthy sexual fornicating pleasure. Now it's the other end. Now it's end of life care, they call it. God calls it killing. He says, thou shalt not kill, because life is God's to give and God's to take away. But as long as you've got a murderous heart, as long as you've got a heart that hates God and hates your neighbor, you'll never be done killing. You hate God and you love death. Always killing. Drug peddling. Huh? Pornography. Sodomy. And all the diseases that brings upon you. The latest one is monkeypox. Monkeypox. Beware of the monkeypox. Killing, killing, killing by whatever means you can possibly do. Because you hate God and because you hate your neighbor. You hate one another. Oh, you say, let's just love one another. Would that you would, eh? But you cannot for the life of you. You cannot for the life of you, because as long as you hate God, you'll hate your neighbor. You'll never love your neighbor until you love God. And that's not in you. The lie's in you. We have to get the lie out of you. Some people, they cry out to me. They say, stop trying to shove the truth down our throats. My friends, how else can I get it into your throats, into your hearts and minds? Only the truth will make you free, not the lie. We bring the truth from you, to you, in order that you might be brought out from the lie and brought into the truth, as it is in Jesus, as it is in the Word of God, that you might have peace with God and the peace of God. In order, my friends, in order that there might be a heart change, born again, that's how Jesus puts it. Ye must be born again. Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Heart surgery, that's what's required. Jesus, open up your heart. Let out the poison of the lie and the hostility, the enmity. And pour in his life and pour in his love into your heart. It's what it means for a man, for a woman to be born again. Not born again physically, spiritually. Jesus Christ to come and plant his love into your heart and his life into your soul, so that you live for the first time in all your earthly existence. I am the resurrection and the life. That is, I am the one able to raise from the dead sinners, dead in their trespasses and sins. Resurrection that you need, not religion. Regeneration you need, not religion. Ye must be born again, says Jesus Christ. And I believe it. I know, my friends. I know. Because he has given me that life, his love. Only way back to God from the dark path of sin. Jesus, Son of God, loved sinners and gave himself for them. Bring the truth to you. Bring an end of the war within you. Bring peace to your soul. Peace to your community. Peace to your nation. The way of peace is made known to you here this afternoon. Set before you, even Jesus, the Christ, the Son of God. No other mediator between God and men. No other way back to God. No other name. None other name under the whole canopy of heaven whereby you must be saved. One name only. It's not the Pope of Rome. It's not Muhammad. It's not Buddha. One name only. His name is Jesus. The Christ, the Messiah, the Son of God. Step down into this sin-cursed world in order that a sinner like you might know the life and the love of God in you, might know the peace of God in your heart, might know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Set you free from, well, whatever sin.
Go on, lad. Do it.
Whatever sin, my friends, holds you. Whatever sin, whatever darling lust keeps you from peace with God, it's not worth it. Drugs, alcohol, immorality, fornicating, sodomy, whatever it is, whatever your darling lust is, it's not worth hell. It's not worth the fires. It's not worth the flames of hell where the torment of their souls rises up forever and ever. What will you think of your darling lust? What will you think of your sodomy? What will you think of your fornicate? What will you think of your false religion then? when you're enduring the flames and the fires of hell, where the worm dieth not and the flames are not quenched? What will you think of your lusts then? Huh? Won't come to Jesus. Won't come to the Son of God. Won't yield. Won't surrender to the Almighty. Won't leave the lie. Won't abandon the lie. Won't turn from that which is deceitful. Won't turn to Jesus Christ. Won't receive the terms of peace. Lest you can hate father or mother, brother, sister, husband, wife, lest you can hate, you cannot be my disciple. Jesus first, Lord and Christ, Savior and Lord, or nothing at all. You must forsake everything, all, in order to be my disciple, says Jesus. Some people will tell you, somewhat foolishly, that this is a salvation that will cost you nothing. I tell you, it will cost you everything. Everything. Lest you forsake all, you cannot be my disciple. So I ask you, consider, will you please, whatever it is that keeps you from Jesus Christ, whatever it keeps you from Him, it's not worth keeping, because it'll go up in the flames along with you. Yeah? All your darling lusts go up in flames along with you. Forsake them, turn from them, run from them, flee from them. Fast as you can into the arms of Jesus. Come to Him. Come unto me, you can come on the authority of His word. Come unto me, He says, I will give you rest. Rest with God, peace with God, and the peace of God. Today, Hanley, once again, truth is set before you. Christ, that is. Christ and Him crucified, set before you for sinners, in order that believing, trusting in Him, in the truth, that is, the incarnate truth of God, the Son of God, believing in Him, the war comes to an end with God, and peace, all peace of heart, peace of mind, through the Son of God, who loved sinners, loved them, I tell you, loved them, in order that you might be turned out of your unlove, in order that you might be turned out of your hatred for God, and your hatred for your neighbor. Then you'll be able to love God and love your neighbor. Then you'll give up. Then you'll turn your back on the sodomy that destroys you and your neighbor. Then you'll turn your back upon the fornicate and the abortion that destroys your neighbor and destroys families. Then, my friend, you'll be at peace with God, because you'll be of one heart and one mind with God. You'll agree with Him. But can two walk together who disagree? Not possible. Not possible. You must be brought to that place of agreeing with God, saying yes to God, no to sin, and yes to God. God's no to sin is His wrath that's already upon you. Yes to God. Yes to His truth. Yes to His word. Yes to His peace. That brings an end of the war there, and brings everlasting peace. Brings heaven to your soul on earth, and brings your soul to heaven one day. That is when you believe. That is when you turn. That is when you obey. the Lord Jesus Christ, his admonition. Repent ye, he said, and believe the gospel. Put your confidence in what Jesus Christ has done and what he alone has done. That alone, my friends, no works of yours. You bring nothing at all, nothing but your sin, because that's all that you've got that you can call your own. You bring your sin to his cross, and you lay it down there at the foot of his cross, because you're not taking it away with you, you're done with it. And you submit, you yield yourself to Jesus Christ. That's called repentance and faith, confiding, full-blown confidence in Jesus Christ and what he has done. If you can believe, all things are possible, Jesus says, to the one who believes. But only the one who believes, who truly believes, who believes, that is, with a Christ-given faith. Because you see, I command you, he commands you, I call you to faith in Jesus Christ, but you can no more do that than pull yourself up by your bootlaces. Jesus has to give you that too. Man came to him in trouble and asked for help, and Jesus said to him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. His response was, he said, Lord, I believe, help thy mine unbelief. In other words, give me the faith that I need to believe this. He must supply everything. The repentance, the faith, everything. And if he does it well, you remain lost. You remain undone. But God cannot. God would have you to seek. Seek until you find. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. He will show mercy, abundantly pardon. Just like the psalmist here, in my distress I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me and delivered my soul. Call, Hadley. Call, I tell you, upon the name of the Lord. His name is Jesus. He's the Christ. He's the Christ of God, the Savior of the world of sinners. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. You'd like to have a copy of God's Word. You can read the words of Jesus yourself. Don't take my word for it. Read the Word of God for yourself. Bible, New Testament, Gospel of John. Freely offered to you, no cost, no obligation to you. Read the terms for yourself. Mark's Gospel, chapter 1, verse 15. Repent ye and believe the gospel, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Like a copy of God's Word, you come and ask for one. Gladly place into your hand. May God bless you, Hanley, and of mercy, mercy I see upon your precious, never dying soul.